USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are searching for people who may be trapped after a building collapsed in Chicago. Reports say there was an explosion prior to the collapse of the building on Chicago's west side. Fire officials say at least six people are hurt, and video shows rubble piled up on top of cars parked in the street in front of the structure. People continue to sound the alarm regarding the U.S. housing market. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession. That could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet this week. Home builder confidence declined for a ninth straight month in September as surging mortgage rates and steep prices pushed many buyers out of the market. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
So it's really a matter of affordability. So at the current mortgage rate of over 6%, you know, you multiply that by the current house price, it's just you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first-time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
Democrats are pushing hard to rush more aid to Puerto Rico. The U.S. island territory is suffering catastrophic flooding and widespread power outage after Hurricane Fiona blasted through.
We're confronted once again with another devastating natural disaster that has left our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico without power, running water, some without a roof over their heads.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor. Jackson, Mississippi, and other top officials are facing a class action lawsuit over the ongoing water crisis. The lawsuit blames them for the ruination of the public water system in Jackson. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee support a resolution that would force President Biden to hand over documents related to his son Hunter's foreign business deals. Committee member and ranking Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky tells Fox and Friends that despite this being a potentially difficult vote, he believes they have enough evidence to look into the matter.
What we have with Hunter Biden are facts. We have people who have come forward who were in business with Hunter Biden. We've had his ex-wife come forward. We've seen emails. We've heard voice messages. We've seen texts that show that Hunter Biden was influence peddling all across the world with our adversaries.
As President Biden declares COVID-19 over, one company is following suit.
Coffee giant Starbucks says it is ending COVID sick pay for workers beginning the week of October 2nd. That means workers at roughly 9,000 of the company's locations will no longer have the benefit of extra time off if they contract the virus. Workers will now have to use sick and vacation pay if they have to isolate due to COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
About 250,000 mourners filed past Queen Elizabeth's coffin to pay their respects as she laid in state. That estimate came out on Tuesday as the United Kingdom's official period of mourning has ended. The crowd stood for hours in a line that stretched for miles over 4.5 days, culminating in Monday's state funeral service. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.